This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live. We'll give you the toll-free call-in lines here momentarily where you can call in and join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. But tonight we're starting off with
an inquisition
of a debate, if you will. Mark is going to call it a Banish Inquisition. I don't think that that's what either Ian nor myself would say. I don't know why I called you Ian, but it's Daryl, Mark, and Ian here. Daryl,
yep, here
sitting in the first chair tonight to sort of.
I'm going to
moderate this for as long as it needs to be moderated. Ian is not happy with something that Mark did.
Yes, that's right.
And Ian found out on the air last night that Mark did a thing.
Right. I didn't know it was Mark who had done the thing. So last night, you weren't here, Mark. You had some kind of karate or jiu-jitsu thing that you were at earlier in the day, I think.
Yeah, I injured my arm. Thanks for asking.
Chris, Yeah, you said something about you got in an arm bar, and I didn't know what that meant.
He tapped before the elbow popped out of socket, which is always good.
It made two pops.
Oh, no.
Right. It was not good. I do not have strength in the right arm. I have almost full range of motion, but not strength in my arm.
So last night, we've had this guy calling in for like the last 2 weeks. Dude named, claiming his name is Luke, from Vietnam. He's been pretty obsessed.
That's the whole of the country.
Yeah, he's been pretty obsessed with Free Talk Live and, you know, some of the
opinions.
Specifically
you.
He's called in nights I've not been on the show.
He's
accused everybody of being pedophiles and or defenders of pedophiles. Anyway, that's that aside, he had called in because he normally calls in with some sort of accusation about something
correct
that we allegedly said or did. And most of the time he's wrong, but there have been a few things he's been right about, and I've admitted that I've been wrong about a couple of things. And to Luke's credit, he's actually admitted to having been wrong about a couple of things. So unlike some of our less desirable callers, he's actually had the ability to admit he's fallible and he's made some mistakes. So I'll give him some credit for that. So last night he called in and accused us of taking down a video that he had made some sort of post or somebody had made a post regarding Free Talk Live.
All right.
And that the video that was linked to was removed from YouTube by Free Talk Live. And when he called in about this, I was like, what? I have never done anything like that. I believe in, you know, the idea that this show should be free for people to download, for them to, you know, edit, for them to re-release. You can sell it as far as I'm concerned. I don't care. I've said these things on the air.
Right. And the archives on SoundCloud are marked as Creative Commons.
I believe so, yeah. And I don't remember which type of Creative Commons. There's like four different licenses or something. If I had the ability, and I actually wrote to SoundCloud about this, I asked them if we could do CopyHeart, which is no Creative Commons and just totally share for free and whatever.
Right. Copying is an act of love.
Right, but they didn't have that option and they weren't planning to add that, so we all we have is Creative Commons or more restrictions, so we go with Creative Commons.
Correct.
So we've always invited people to openly redistribute, download, edit the show. So that's why I was like caught off guard. Like, what? I've never done anything of the sort. I've never reported a video on YouTube ever in my entire life on YouTube. So I told him, look, send me the link. I'd like to see this.
Right.
Later on, he sent me the link. And sure enough, it's the one video that has been passed around. It's a clip from like 2010 or something like that. It's me talking, I think, with you and Dale, who was a host of ours at the time, Mark.
I don't think it was Dale.
Dale's definitely on that clip.
Okay.
And because I've listened to it more than one time, so I know what, you know, what it says. And it's a discussion where I'm talking about when I was, pretty young, maybe 11 years old or so, and that I had essentially some sexual interactions with my next door neighbor who was a teenager at the time. And that's what the discussion was about. It was an edited clip, but so what? It wasn't particularly misrepresenting me. It was me saying my opinion and my experience about things. But it upset you, Mark, and you had asked, you'd had some kind of conversation with us back in April, apparently, because that's when you did this this takedown.
I think it was just with you. I don't know if Daryl was included in the conversation.
I don't recall.
Okay. You pulled a Molyneux, and you went on to YouTube with your personal account, and you, from what you told me, you filed a claim against this particular video that you found to be offensive, and you had them take it down based on a copyright claim.
That's right.
And I am not happy about it, because what you had told me, as I recollect, you had expressed how upset you were about this particular video, and you had inquired as to whether or not I cared if you complained about it. And I explained to you that...
I think I said something like, I'd take this thing down if I could.
And I explained to you that I was against that and that I would not do that personally, but I'm not you. You'd ask, like, well, can I complain about it or something like that? And I'm like, well, you know, I don't tell you what to do. You can do what you want. And I thought, when you had said that, that you were just going to, I don't know, file some sort of I'm offended complaint
right.
on the video. But no, you went in, claimed to be representing Free Talk Live.
Which
and,
I do.
And filed a copyright takedown against this video.
That's correct.
So you're wrong for multiple reasons. Number one, it's against the policy of Free Talk Live and me. This is my ministry, to do that sort of thing. So you did not have authorization to act on behalf of Free Talk Live, number one.
Except that I did, right? Like you said, I don't care what you do.
Okay.
And now you care.
Well, no. I would have cared had I known you were planning on doing a DMCA copyright. I did not expect you to act on behalf of Free Talk Live, which at the time...
Which I do every day when I sell your ads. Like,
right.
I am Free Talk Live. I am on the board of the Shire Free Church, one of three of the ministers that, you know, and then you said, I don't care. That puts me in a position where, well, he doesn't care. I understand you're upset.
I don't care what you do as an individual. You do not have the ability to speak for Free Talk Live, especially when it comes to a matter regarding copyright, which on the air on this show, we have made very clear we don't subscribe to that. Now, if you want to subscribe to copyright, that's your opinion.
Right.
And you are welcome to have that particular perspective.
And I have on the air for years.
I don't recall you taking that perspective.
Let me quickly outline my opinion on intellectual property, Jeff.
Yes, please.
Okay, so intellectual property exists. It's just that we don't have a very good definition of what it is. The government has messed it up so badly that I don't entirely know. But, for instance, if you hear somebody tell your joke or whatever, you're like, hey, that's my joke. And so, I mean, it's just sort of innately built into people, our understanding as to what, you know, that intellectual property exists. Intellectual property exists as much as regular property, right? Like this chair.
No, it doesn't.
This chair exists. I can touch it. But whose chair it is an opinion. And whereas, you know, the joke when I tell it, you can't touch it, but whose it is, again, an opinion. So, you know, from that standpoint, I just say that intellectual property exists. It's your responsibility to enforce it and that it should be a private matter and the government shouldn't pay for it. So when I go to YouTube, a private company, and I tell them that I don't like the way my intellectual property is being used, take it down, please, then fine. I don't see a problem with that from a libertarian standpoint.
It's not fine at all because you don't have, even if you want to believe in the idea of intellectual property, you didn't have authority to go ahead and make that decision. Further, even under the copyright structure, it would be fair use anyway. So you were just, I mean, even under the government's rules and restrictions, they were using it for commentary. So that seems like
they weren't using it for commentary. There's no commentary on it.
There's commentary on the title. It's Ian Bernard's Problematic Views on Child Sexuality.
Right.
That's a commentary.
And, well, it's pretty lame commentary, right? So 7 minutes.
Whatever.
It's
your
video.
That's your opinion.
All right. Hold on. Let me ask this question.
Sure.
There is an Ian Freeman soundboard. There's a Mark Edge soundboard.
Yep.
There's a Daryl Perry soundboard
yep.
where somebody has gone out and taken various things that we have said and clipped just those one or two words or a partial sentence fragment and posted that on a website somewhere. Have you had a problem with that because they've edited your words?
No, it's I don't have a problem with that, and let me tell you why.
All right.
This is the extreme example. You have not seen me go out and do this much, but I have...
You claim this is the only time you've ever done it.
Right. So there's 7 years that video had been out. We got to see what the results were.
But that video hasn't been out for 7 years.
Okay. Well, it's from seven...
Around for 7 years, but that clip itself was only put up maybe 4 years ago.
We'll continue this discussion and allow you to weigh in on intellectual property. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dinovite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dinovite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dinovite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dinovite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You open up your Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime. Visit BlinkProtect.com, BlinkProtect.com, to get your Blink home security system. Or go to Amazon.com and search Blink camera. Blink is an Amazon company.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-in, the toll-free call-in line where you can call in and join
us. Free line.
We are discussing intellectual property and having a bit of a back and forth between the host.
Ian's libertarian angry.
The host Daryl.
Mark.
And I'm Ian. So, Anarchapulco, coming up about 6 months from now, Ron Paul will be there again. So if you missed your chance in 2018, you're running out of chances to see Ron Paul live. I'm sorry to say, he's in his 80s.
He ain't getting younger.
He's in his 80s. So, you know, at some point he's going to stop the speaking circuit. This may be one of the last chances. Go to anarchapulco.com, and you can also, of course, you'll be able to see Judge Napolitano, who I believe that'll be his first time at Anarchapulco. Doug Casey, Larkin Rose, and I'm sure dozens more. It's way too early. They don't know who all the speakers are going to be at this point, which is why you get special early bird rates. That's one of the reasons why they give you an early bird discount, is because you're committing to go to a thing that you don't really know exactly who all's going to be there. But you know that Free Talk Live will be there again, and the speakers will be great. They're going to discuss entrepreneurship, investment, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships for 4 days among the sun and beaches of a world-class resort. And besides the location, one of the things I really like the most about Anarchapulco is the diversity of the crowd. I mean, they're almost to a T, you know, voluntarist, anarchist, libertarian, principled libertarians, but I described it as like the crypto suits to the crypto hippies, because everybody seemed to be into cryptocurrency as well, but there were literally like people with dreads who hadn't taken a shower in a long time, and guys who were literally wearing suits as well. So like the whole range of people.
Right.
Really,
if
cool.
I could only attend one Liberty event
this
in 2019, that would be it.
Anarchapulco.com. Use code FTL, like Free Talk Live. You'll get 15% off the early bird rates. You only have two more days. I think it's the 31st.
July 31st. So you've got just over 48 hours as of the time that we're doing this live.
So code FTL gets you 15% off the early bird rates for Anarchapulco. And again, mark your calendar, February 14th through the 19th in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. We will see you there.
So getting back into the intellectual property discussion, Mark, I had asked the question before the break about the soundboards that have been created. There's the Ian Freeman soundboard, the Daryl Perry soundboard, and, of course, the Mark Edge soundboard. You don't have a problem with soundboards editing things that you say, but you do have a problem with another video that was edited from things that Ian said.
Right. So the specifics are...
And it wasn't really that edited.
It wasn't that terribly edited. That much is true. But the problem with the video was it had been up for 4 years, and we got to see what the results were. And here I am. I'm doing my best, right? Like I'm sitting here trying to be a good intellectual property guy, and I'm trying to let people, the marketplace, do its thing. But I mean, the fact of the matter is, the feedback that I got from the video are people like appalled at what Ian's opinion was. Now in it, Ian says two times that he is, or something to the effect of, that he finds the idea of child sex abhorrent, awful, blah, blah, blah. Something happened to him when he was young. He doesn't feel like that thing was rape. And people who are obviously triggered by this stuff are of the opinion, because Ian won't say that he was sexually molested when he was a child, and he is the only one who gets to say. The only one on the planet. The rest of you people can shove it right where the sun don't shine. He's the one who gets to say, and it's an incredibly powerful position that he has, because he gets to decide for himself. He could weep about it. He could be all upset. He could do all kinds of things. But instead, he takes the strong position. And because he takes that position, they say, well, you clearly want fetuses to be having sex with corpses. I mean, you know, like they'll take it to the extreme.
But I don't understand why people's reactions are so upsetting to you. I mean, we say offensive things all the time here on Free Talk Live. It is a talk show. Some people are triggered by the fact that we're anti-war.
Right. On numerous occasions, I even said this on RT America 2 years ago, that the United States military is the world's largest terrorist organization. Yeah. You can clip that out and post that wherever you want to.
Right.
And Mark, please don't file a DMCA claim on that.
Yep. So I, you know, don't know about that, and it hasn't caused the kerfuffle. Ian did get basically, Ian was kicked out of the Free State Project over this video.
What? So your problem? Hold on. It sounds to me, and correct me if I'm mishearing things, it sounds to me that your real problem is with an action taken by the Free State Project because some of the board members may or may not have actually watched the video, but they are aware of the video.
Over and over again, this video has been used, in my opinion, erroneously, but nonetheless, it was used to say by people basically who are, look at this title. I'm appalled.
Uh-huh. Like, right. They don't so take people the that 7 minutes. Or may not have ever watched the video, but were aware of the video. So you're upset about the actions of the FSP board.
I'm upset
and the complainers
about
like
all
the complainers.
Of the outcomes. There's very little outcome from this video that, in my opinion, has been positive. So since the video is edited with the intent of, portraying the opposite of what is true, a lie, I decided, yep. I've had it.
I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that. I'm the target ultimately
yeah,
of this,
are.
This video.
And you told
I don't
you didn't
believe
care what
was,
I did.
That's because I'm not you and meant, I don't control.
I don't
think that means that he would be okay if you went out and killed the Pope in response for the video.
Right. I'm okay with you doing whatever you want as long as it's peaceful, and I don't think that filing a DMCA takedown notice is a peaceful act. I think it is an aggressive act where you're using the government system to get
what
your
system
way.
Are you talking
the
about?
DMCA. It stands for Digital Millennium Copyright Act. That is what you and Stefan Molyneux used to take down critical videos of which were just simply videos of the original creator, right? Like, we created that video. There was some kind of an edit that was made to it, but honestly, it didn't change the context, whatever it was. I never bothered to go back to listen, well, what was it that they cut out? You know, it might have been several minutes of talk that wasn't particularly related. I don't know, because I didn't really feel like I was being misrepresented in that video. And even if I was being misrepresented, if somebody had taken a soundboard and, called the when I first found soundboards, it was 20 years ago or whatever, and I remember taking like the Arnold Schwarzenegger soundboard and making phone calls, prank
not
phone
a
calls, Kuma. Making prank phone calls to McDonald's using that soundboard and, you know, making Arnold Schwarzenegger say things to people on the line. Somebody could do that with you, Mark, and make it sound like you're saying things to somebody on a phone call.
They probably couldn't, but the internet's going to get more and more. And soon, people will be able to take my and your faces and create porn with them.
They can do that.
They probably already have.
And something they can already do is they can ingest...
believable porn.
They can ingest your voice into a system and come out with you saying anything they want you to say. So that's coming soon, too.
Yep.
It's not here yet for us, but they have the technology. That's what they did with Optimus Prime. The guy who does, I think Peter Cullen is his name. They had him read off the series of words that has every inflection.
I think it was actually displayed at one of the recent CES or tech shows or something.
But you're going to have
so
to get
Optimus
over
Prime
this.
Is dead?
No, not yet.
Okay.
But when he dies, they'll be able to continue having that exact same voice in whatever productions because of this technology, which will make it sound like you said anything they want you to.
Your calls and thoughts, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. LRN.FM on Skype. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Patrick Colbeck, and I'm running for governor. Michigan roads look like the surface of the moon. We need to do better than that, but I'm tired of being told that we don't pay enough in taxes. In 2015, 81% of voters rejected a tax increase. What happened after we said no? Rhinos in Lansing raised taxes without a vote of the people. Then they actually transferred $400 million from the transportation budget to fix potholes and their expansion of Obamacare. As governor, I will be focused on road quality, not tax increases. Principal Solutions prioritize your best interests, not lobbyists. Paid for by Patrick Colbeck for governor.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. parts of California are blazing out of control. At last count, 12 wildfires are burning in California alone. The Carr Fire burning in Shasta County, torching at least 90,000 acres. A new blaze that broke out in Wine Country, already topping 25,000 acres. The fire behavior is so erratic and explosive that officials are telling residents,
if you feel like you need to leave and nobody's told you, leave. There's a reason the hair on the back of your neck stands up sometimes. It means you should listen to that and go.
Fires continue to race across tinder dry landscapes, destroying everything in their paths. Cal Fire's Steve Crawford says the dry conditions are causing the fires to burn in an unprecedented manner.
It's burning differently. It's burning more aggressive than it has in years past.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. Also, there is the Skype. Username is lrn.fm, and there's the Discord on-air call-in line, which means that you need to download the Discord, and generally, if you have a decent microphone, decent headset, you're going to sound pretty good. Make sure, though, that you're not listening through, like, you know, some open speaker, because that's how you wind up getting feedback. And that doesn't sound good on the radio, but the Discord, there's also like a bunch of chat rooms that are built in. And are these things IRC chat? Is it
no, this is like a newer version. So IRC is Internet Relay Chat. It's been around forever. It's the most, you know, bare bones, basic kind of chat system. Discord is much more new. It is much more centralized, unfortunately. It's not a decentralized, you know, open source system. It's a corporation that set it up. So there's some people who sort of object to it because of that. But ultimately, it's a free system, and it works very, very well. So it does, unlike IRC chat, it does video, it does audio. You can.
Right. I knew it had other functionalities. I thought that was sort of like Discord's proprietary stuff over top of IRC.
I don't think they built it on IRC. Okay. I think it's just their own system, but it's free, and you can go to discord.lrn.fm. So we're back with Mark here, who has been a very bad boy. He is has broken the rules without really realizing what he was doing. And I said to you, I don't know if I said it to you actually off the air, but I would like to say it to you on the air that what you've done here to me is more offensive than saying the F word on the air.
That's what you think.
Yeah, you famously stormed out of here, I don't know, 5 years ago or something like that, 4 or 5 years ago, out of the studio after you got upset at me for turning off your mic, and you said the F word on the air, and were very angry.
He said several things before saying the F word, and that video you can actually still find online.
Thank goodness no one's filed a false DMCA claim against it like you just did against somebody else's video. But anyway, so that was upsetting, but it was only because you had been so, you know, callous and, you know, made a stupid mistake.
Spur of the moment.
You were angry. It was a stupid mistake. This was a calculated decision to take to go against the principles of this radio program, which is free distribution of the content of this show. You made a very unprincipled, premeditated decision to do something here that was not only stupid, but counter to the principles of this program. So I am not happy about it.
Do you understand what our conversation, where you said, I don't care what you do, might have led me to the conclusion that you didn't care what I did as far as this, getting this video taken off of YouTube? As far as I was concerned, that video was the intellectual property of Free Talk Live. And if it's used to lie about our position on a particular topic.
It didn't. And even if it was, people have the ability to do that because I have said on the air that they can take our content and they can do whatever it is that they want to it. And further, as I just pointed out, the technology exists to where somebody who's got the right program can ingest your voice and make you sound like you said something you didn't even say at all. That's here. That technology exists. And what I'm telling you is you better deal with it. You better come to the understanding that that can happen in the future to your voice, and there's nothing you will be able to do about it. Because if you go after one video and take that down, somebody could just put up another one somewhere else. It seems like a pointless exercise to me. And, you know, I know you have better things that you could do with your time, and now
I
feel like
that long.
My time has been wasted because I feel like I need to clean up this mess because you did it. It would be one thing if I'd went onto this video and it said, this video was taken down because of a claim by Mark Edgington. If it said that, I'd be embarrassed for you, but I wouldn't be as upset as I am because it says Free Talk Live on there. And that means you are speaking for me, and you are speaking for Daryl and all of the other hosts on this radio program. And when I said to you, I don't care what you do, I didn't even think for a moment you would dare do something like Stefan Molyneux did when he jumped the shark and file a DMCA government takedown notice against a video because you didn't like the way they edited it.
My understanding of this is I didn't employ the government in any way, shape, or form.
You absolutely did, sir.
Indirectly.
That's what the DMCA is. It is a set of rules that the government passed that these corporations allow people to just go swoop on in and make a claim saying they own this content and they want to tell you what to do with it. That's exactly what it is.
All right. Well, what I was doing is contacting YouTube with a complaint about how my material was being used.
It's not your material.
Well, it is. I represent Free Talk Live, and I was representing them at that time, and that's what I did. And you said
without permission. Without permission.
All right. Well, I understand that you're confused, that you did not have a good bit of communication.
This sounds like there was definitely some miscommunication to where when you asked Ian, can I fill in the blank, and Ian said, I don't care what you do, he thought you meant you acting as you.
Sure.
Not you acting on behalf of.
It's pretty clear what he means now, but that was 3 months ago, and I'm expected to remember exactly what I was thinking.
Let me ask this question. Do you see how there could be that confusion?
Oh, yeah. Look, I'm not mad at Ian. Ian's mad at me.
I didn't say you were mad at Ian. I'm just asking if you could understand how there was that confusion and miscommunication.
Sure. I get it. To me, there's a fundamental disagreement on what exactly intellectual property is and isn't.
Mm. And you can have that disagreement. You're free to have whatever opinion you want about intellectual property, and you can express that on the air.
Let him finish his thought.
And that because I am a functioning, minister.
Mostly functioning human.
Yeah, in this operation, that my opinion on that subject has some validity and matters to some extent. And all I was trying to do was take down a video that I felt like had no good results for us, was a big fat lie, and was really of no use to us and used our voices.
You were butthurt about this video, and I can understand why.
What is the difference between hurt and butthurt? What is upset and butthurt? I just don't know. I mean, is butthurt when you don't give a damn about the other person's feelings? Because as a minister of peace, you're supposed to have empathy for my feelings and stuff.
Yeah, I understand where you're coming from. Okay, that's empathy.
Okay.
But I would not have done the thing that you did. And I specifically
told you that you weren't going to do the thing that I did.
But I thought you were just talking about filing some sort of complaint as an individual, like, I don't like this. And you could have done that. You told me on the phone they gave you a choice when you went to complain about this to where you could say you were just somebody who was watching this or you were the owner of that content, that you represented
what
the organization.
What is the truth?
In this case, you're an individual. You don't have the ability to go and take down things on behalf of Free Talk Live. So I would like, I don't know if this can be undone.
I don't think it can.
But I wrote an email to YouTube today. You had forwarded me their confirmation because they send you, there's apparently no human, right? Like you submitted this thing and then within how long did they send you the takedown?
It's like a day or two.
Oh, okay. So I don't know if there was a human being involved.
I think it's probably a Mechanical Turk, which is a poorly paid Filipino who's like, Free Talk Live. Yep. Take it down.
Or I think they would probably just do it for anybody who makes the claim because they're doing it under the penalty of perjury, ostensibly, when they sign it.
I don't know.
So, that's what it said. It said that you had agreed to the penalty of perjury.
I know when I've had videos that I have posted, either things that I've created where editing things together and then uploaded that have been marked as, you know, some kind of copyright violation, I always had the chance to respond to explain why I thought that it was not a violation.
Right, and whoever it is that put this video up, and we don't know who it is.
Right.
We could speculate that it was the people from somebody from Stop Free Keen, which was the hate group that kind of promoted it for
right.
a while, but we ultimately don't know who it was.
So, look, I'm sorry that you're upset. I really am. I mean, like, I don't know how to say that in a way that
I would rather have you be sorry for acting on behalf of Free Talk Live without permission.
Okay, so
because we reset the way this show is run when Daryl came on board as a sort of an operating partner here, and we can talk about
that's
in a moment.
Yeah,
Daryl should have had input on this, but it was an offhand conversation where you said you didn't care, and I hope you understand. I didn't do it to upset you, but at the same time, the people who made that video can jump in a meat grinder as far as I'm concerned.
We'll continue. Plus your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE. What should Mark's punishment be?
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up 2 bottles of Liquor Chops. Get the 3rd bottle free.
New improved Liquor Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Liquor Chops. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
GCN is hiring information technologists with Linux backgrounds, Cisco routing, database management, web development, with cross-platform flexibility. If you ever wanted to be involved in an exciting career in radio and love developing new delivery platforms, join the fastest-growing network, GCN. Inquire at careers@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts welcome about whatever is on your mind. Right now, we're talking about intellectual property. We'll get back into the discussion. It's Daryl.
Mark.
I'm Ian.
And again, we'll get back into that discussion about IP in just a moment. But first, I want to tell you about a website that you are free to use. And list things like your liberty-minded businesses, events, your digital content, and more, talking about liberty.menu. It's a site that libertarians of all stripes have wanted for, I can think of, at least a decade. And liberty.menu sort of did a relaunch about a year ago, and I think they're doing a really good job at what they're doing here. And again, it's a tool for our community. The listings, again, events, businesses, digital content, and more. Those can be rated and reviewed, kind of like Yelp. But there's also a bit of a social networking aspect where you can actually connect and share with other users. Use of liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Put your voluntarist ideas into action at liberty.menu and use code FTL to get a special Free Talk Live listener badge. That's liberty.menu. Code FTL gets you a special Free Talk Live listener badge. So we concluded the last segment. Mark, you were starting to make some kind of apology.
Well, yes, I'm apologizing to Ian because he's upset, right?
I'm not the only one. What was your response this morning, Daryl, when you saw the news?
WTF.
WTF.
Yeah. And then what was the rest of it?
I don't remember off the top of my head.
He would have never agreed to this.
Yeah, you were pretty upset about that as
well.
Well, and what I was beginning to say before we went to break there a moment ago was that earlier this year, I think it was in February, we brought Daryl on board because he's been here for a long time now in Keene helping us regularly with Free Talk Live. And we thought, you know what, we need to restructure how this thing works and brought him in as a partner. And so we each are ministers in the Shire Free Church. And so we each have our own ministry that we kind of do in a slightly different way, but ultimately he came in, and part of what we do now is we have a weekly meeting, usually on Sunday nights after this show, where we talk about whatever's going on with Free Talk Live and upcoming things and whatever the plans are. And usually part of that is we have to agree 100% on a thing in order to do that thing, whether it be, you know, a new advertiser coming on or going to Anarchapulco or, you know, whatever.
Partnership with
AnyPay, you know, or
Liberty.menu.
So this was the time at which you sent this complaint to this DMCA notice to YouTube was well within the time in which we were under this new structure, which is why I thought Daryl was in the room when you were talking about this particular
thing. I don't remember that. And I don't remember that.
It's 3 months ago. Yeah, so, right. I mean, I didn't know about this until Luke, the caller, happened to bring it up on the air last night. And of course, he caught me flat-footed. I'm like, I've never filed a takedown complaint.
How would he know whether it was taken down or not?
You can click anywhere this thing's linked to.
Okay.
If you try to click on the video.
It says, video not available, taken down by Free Talk Live.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Big white text right on
the
video.
It might say something about copyright. I don't remember the exact wording, but it definitely mentions video not available, and it mentions Free Talk Live.
Right. So I certainly didn't know that was going to happen. I just presumed it would go to nothing, 404 or whatever.
Nope, and I'm surprised it's taken this long for it to come across, you know, my purview. But it, you know, here we are now. I wanted to get out in front of this because it's embarrassing to me. It's embarrassing to Daryl, and we don't want to be associated with it. And I don't know if it can be undone.
Before you build this bulwark of people that agree with you, let's not forget
just the two in the studio. Okay. The rest of the people really doesn't matter whether they agree or disagree. It's fine. It's an issue we can talk about as far as, you know, agreeing and disagreeing.
Daryl's opinion's important, but let's not forget who brought Daryl on and who gave him the lion's share of their percentage in order to be the
it's all
the
that's
partner.
Irrelevant. It no, has well, nothing
that's
to
irrelevant.
Do. That
Daryl,
has nothing to do with this. That doesn't give you the ability to go and take down videos because you don't like the content. You don't like the way somebody used the show. So I'd appreciate you saying that you were sorry for doing this on behalf of Free Talk Live. And further, that you will not ever do such a thing again if you're offended by something that somebody does with our content.
Well, I've gotten some clarity on what you meant when you said, I don't care. Apparently
what
you meant,
you do
I care.
On your behalf, Mark Edgington.
Okay.
You are not authorized to do such things on behalf of Free Talk Live.
I am not. Well, yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Because I do things
I'm telling you,
on
you're
behalf
not.
Of Free Talk Live all the time.
I said you're not able to do such things,
such
specifically
things.
Using the government, a DMCA takedown notice, to take down something you're unhappy about. This is something that, you know, in my mind, ruined Stefan Molyneux. This was his jumping of the shark moment. You know, I'd actually taken him off the air before that because of some of his comments about women. But ultimately,
apparently it wasn't then.
This is like this for me would have been the final nail in the coffin if he'd still been on the network at that time. I'd have taken him off over that because it's hypocritical.
And I know I am not upset for representing Free Talk Live.
You're not upset or you're not sorry?
I'm not sorry for representing Free Talk Live. I would
Without
not have
permission.
Done it. Had I understood what your position was, right? Like we talked about this. You said I don't care.
No, we didn't talk about this. You said you were upset about this particular video, and I told you I wouldn't do anything about it personally. I don't care what you do. That didn't mean you had authorization to take down with a DMCA notice.
I wouldn't take it down in the future.
Because that is contrary, and you know it's contrary. You're saying you didn't know it was DMCA. You're saying you didn't know it was government. It's contrary to take down people's use of this show because that's always been the policy. You've been on the air when I've talked about that. So it's not like you didn't know that.
We took down the Wikipedia page, the Free Talk Live Wiki. Do you remember that?
Uh-huh.
And it was full of these. Yeah, people would take quotes out of context and basically lie about our positions, and it was just full of trolls.
Uh-huh.
And you took it down. I mean, yes.
Actually, we archived it. It's fully available to download on our BBS. There's
just
a thread there.
Just can't be edited anymore.
Yeah, okay. It's fully archived.
Well, I thought it was gone.
Nope.
And look, I don't want to tell you.
That has to do with something we had control over on our own website. Not even the same ballpark.
Daryl, is this conversation done or not? I mean,
I think you were trying to make a final statement.
You're not sorry, is what it sounds like. You're not sorry for acting on behalf of
Free Talk Live. Let Mark make a final statement here.
Well, hold on. I have said I'm sorry for making you upset.
No, that's not what I'm looking for.
Right. I understand.
I can get over being upset, and I will get over it.
Let him finish the statement.
And What I can see is that you are upset about me using the Free Talk Live name to do
dragging me and Daryl into
to do this particular act.
Yep.
And I would then say, well, clearly I won't do it in the future because I wouldn't have done it had I not believed that you didn't care. And so therefore I won't do it because you care.
Okay.
And that's all I can really say. Am I sorry I did it? These people can jump in a meat grinder as far as I'm concerned. No. I don't feel sorry that they got their video taken down that was full of lies.
I'm not asking you to feel sorry about them and how they feel. I'm the one who's going to take, if there's heat from this, Daryl and I are going to take heat from it because now it looks like Free Talk Live takes down videos, and we don't.
Let me ask the question a slightly different way, and then we can wind up figuring out, you know, like, do you just need a paddling? Is there any remorse for your action?
I wouldn't do it again. What does remorse mean?
Okay. I don't have the definition in front of me, but I am satisfied with the conversation so far, Ian.
Well, I'm glad to hear you wouldn't do it again, because if you ever did it again, I don't know what I would do about it.
It's pretty clear you're angry about it, and I'm really surprised.
Why?
Well, I guess because
it's been my
viewpoint
forever that people can do anything they want with our audio, and you have gone against that for the first time in the history of this show, and you've dragged us into it, and now, you know, I want this to be posted somewhere. I want some sort of a statement online, a link to this particular show on our website. So when somebody comes along is like, hey, I saw Free Talk Live took down. No, it wasn't Free Talk Live. It was you, Mark Edgington.
I did.
So
that's it.
Punishment.
I've already been moved out of the first chair. What do you people want from me?
Hold on. Do you like spicy things? Because I know Ian likes spicy things.
I like spicy things fine.
All right, so get whatever the spiciest hot sauce you is and
to inflict
put it
pain.
In like
I'm
a
not,
little shot glass
I'm not looking,
and just make
no,
him drink a shot.
I'm not interested in inflicting pain. I just want this never to happen again, and I
he,
want it
He
clear.
Said that it won't.
Right, I'm accepting it.
And you
I
said
want
that
it
you
crystal
think there
clear.
Might need to be a punishment, and I'm just thinking something that might be fun that winds up with you know you two hugging it out at the end.
I want it crystal clear that you and I did not consent to this, Daryl. We do not agree firmly with this decision, and I'm glad you're never going to do it again. You bad boy.
Well, whatever.
We happy here?
Look, all I wanted to talk to was
you
talk
bad
about,
boy.
We're going to talk about intellectual property.
Shame.
Happy, yay or nay?
Shameful.
Ian, yay or nay? Happy?
I feel fine.
All right.
It's all good.
Hour two coming up next.
Except for this unprincipled hack.
And yes, we will move to a different thing. Julian Assange?
Yeah, let's talk about that.
This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.